Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When you believe Him, and He works, and something will begin to break, and favor will begin to come, and you got a window, and the Lord will tap you and go, check on this, do this, move on this, act on this. And when He does, what's it time to do? What's it time to do? I mean, it's time to do it diligently. And if you don't, sometimes just a matter of days, you can miss something. That doesn't mean you've necessarily missed the will of God forever, but you could have missed something, and you can be delayed, and you can have problems that you shouldn't have had. Can you see that from this passage? Who's saying this? Jesus. How are we to apply this? Read it again. What did he say? When you go with your adversary, you got some trouble. Somebody's upset with you. Somebody's against you. And they're suing you. Going to the judge, going to the court. While you are on the way, how many understand we're not in the courtroom yet? Ain't no judgment's been passed. Ain't no verdict's been passed. Nothing's happened yet. How many know we got a window? We got a window. God could move. God could change your heart in the next 30 minutes. Right? On the way, it's a 30-minute drive to the courthouse. But how many know when the Lord touches you and lets you know, move on this, move on this, then don't you sit up there proud and haughty, well, I'm mad, I ain't going to talk to them. When God says move, you better move. You better move. I don't feel like doing it. Well, I reckon you'll feel like sitting in jail. I reckon you'll feel like paying for this for the next 20 years. Isn't that what he's talking about? There's an opportunity where if you'll obey him and if you'll move, things will change. And what would have been judgment and what would have cost you can just be fixed, can just be done. And you don't even have to go through all that. But do you have a part to play? That's what we're talking about. You got a part to play. And it's why learning how to be led by the Spirit of God is absolutely one of the most important things you will ever learn in this life. And that sounds strange. If that concept sounds strange to you, do not let this get away. I mean, we've got materials. Other people's got materials on it. You can get online, download them for free in their entirety. You can go back to the Word Supply and learn and feed your spirit. Romans says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit, right? That we're the children of God. If the Spirit of God can let you know you're a child of God, he can let you know something else, right? And when he does, it ain't time to sleep. It ain't time to mess around. It's time to move. Right? Why? Because God's got some favor working for you. He's got a window open for you. It's time to move. Act. Now, if he tells you to sit still, well, you sit still. Someone said, what do I do? You do whatever he tells you to do. Now, a lot of folk don't like that. Well, you tell me. Can we get a book that tells us every day what to do in every situation that could ever come up? No, and if somebody comes up with a 1,000-volume set, what to do in every situation, save your money. There'll never be such a thing, because that would be a substitute for you walking by faith and hearing from the Lord every day, and nothing's ever going to replace that. You must be led by Him. So important that we follow fully and be led by him. Now go over to Luke 15. I think I can close with this. Luke 15, a little bit more here. Can you take it?
Yes.
Luke 15, notice this. Verse 8, he said, what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doesn't sit on the couch and say, Lord, I'm believing that that thing's going to show up. I just believe that you're going to make it appear and show up. Now, what does she do? She lights a candle, sweeps a house, and does what? Seeks diligently 30 minutes, huh? An hour. What if she seeks diligently for half a day and doesn't find it? She keeps on searching diligently. How long? How long? What if she searches a day and doesn't find it? Or 2 days? Or 3 days? Then what? She seeks diligently until what happens? Till she finds it. Till she finds it. The New Living says, won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully till she finds it? The Message says, won't she light a lamp and scour the house, looking in every nook and cranny until she finds it? Then the Scripture says, seek and you shall find. And then what happens? She found it. She calls her friends together and her neighbors and has a party and says, rejoice with me, I found the piece that I lost. Does diligence pay off?
Yes.
I've had people say, well, I prayed about it and for 3 days. I've been in faith. I've been standing for 2 weeks. And what do I do now? I said, well, do you see it? No. Has it happened in this realm? No, no. Well, it's obvious. Keep doing it. How long do you do? Having done all to stand?
Stand.
Stand. Seek. And having sought, what do you do? Keep seeking. Keep looking. Keep believing. Be diligent. Who gets it? The people that are on it. That are after it. They say, I'm in this for the long haul. I'm not quitting until I get my answer. I'm not quitting until we see the will of God. I know I got all these symptoms. Doctors say I got to die, but I'm after this. He told me with long life he'd satisfy me, and I'm not stopping till I see this. It's mine. I'm laying hold of it. I'm going to confess it. I'm going to say it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If he became poor so I could be rich, and he's already bought and paid for it so I could have wealth and riches in my house, I'm after it. I'm after it. I'm going to have it. People can mock, they can make fun. I don't care what I look like, how little I've got right now. I'm on this as long as it takes. I'll be saying the same thing next month. I'll be saying the same thing next year. I'll be saying the same thing next 5 years. Lord Terrence is coming, because it's the Word of God. It doesn't change, and it's mine, and I'm on it until. How long does she seek? Till she finds it. What did our text say? That every one of you show the same diligence unto the full assurance of hope to the end. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, there'll be times where the Lord will deal with you. With these windows we talked about. Go over here. Check on this. Call them. Look at this, find out about this, and you'll do it, and it'll feel like you just run into a brick wall. You'll go, well, I did that, and nothing. So what do you do now?
Do it again.
You don't quit.
No.
I said, you don't quit. You keep looking. You say, well, now there's something here that I'm supposed to see. And you back up, and you look at it again. And you hang around, and you look at it again, and you check it again, and you check it tomorrow. How many remember the man of God? It had been a drought for years. And he went there and prayed. You remember that? And he got down on his knees and put his head down on the ground. He's praying, told his servant, go out and look. He went out there and said, there ain't nothing out there. What did he say? Go look again. So, right? How many know when the Lord tells you something, you just stay on it? You just stay on it. And he came back and he said, well, there's nothing out there. He said, go look again. He came back, said, I'm telling you, I looked real good. I looked everywhere. There's nothing out there. He said, go look again. How many times is that? Four? He came back and said, nothing, nada, zilp, zilch. What'd he say?
Go again.
Go look again. Right? How many know the Lord tells you to go and tells you to do something, you just stay there. You just stay in that place. You just persist diligently. What the man of God's diligently praying, diligently standing, standing there seven times. And then he came back and said, well, there's a little bitty cloud. There ain't much to it. Little bitty cloud. Looks about like the size of a man's head. He said, you better tell everybody to get out of here. There's coming a rain. There's coming a downpour. He said, it's a little bitty cloud, man. I said, tell everybody to get ready. It's about to pour down. And it did. And it did. What if he'd have prayed one time and said, we tried. You know, just one of them things. You know, you just never know what God's going to do. How about the four that brought their buddy that was paralyzed? Couldn't get in the parking lot. Donkeys everywhere. Nowhere to park. Right? The place was packed. People out of the doors. Nobody, the ushers told them, the parking lot people said, I'm sorry, this place packed out. You can't get in. And they could have said, well, I guess it's just not wasn't the Lord's will for him to get his healing. No. They just kept going around the place, going around the outside, going around the parking lot. Finally, they got where they could get up close to the building. They still can't get in. They stood there. They couldn't hear anything, couldn't see anything, just up against the building. They looked to the side. They looked to the back. They looked to the front. They looked down. They looked all around. Then they looked up. They said, hey, ain't nobody on the roof. Ain't nobody up there. Wide open. So they crawled up there, tore up the man's roof. But what do you see? When they lowered him down through there, Jesus didn't say that it's crazy. He said he saw their faith. What did he see in seeing their faith? He saw some folk that come for something and they wasn't leaving without it. One way or another, they're there long as it takes. How many understand? They were seeking him diligently, weren't they? Diligently. And did they get rewarded? The man walked away from there, hallelujah, under his own power, healed by the power of God. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me